Welcome to the season preview report here on Giants.com. I'm Paul Dottino, along with Michael Eisen. Great to be with you. And you know, as the Giants prepare for their season opener against the Dallas Cowboys, there are a lot of injury concerns on both sides of the ball. But we're going to try to break down each unit for you and give you a flavor as to what Coach Tom Coughlin is expecting to see. Now, we'll start with the offense, Michael. And with the offensive line, they had four different configurations during the four preseason games. Mm-hmm. How much do you think that concerns the coach?
Well, I think it concerns him quite a bit because two of the people in there playing now, Justin Pugh and James Brewer, really have no NFL experience. I mean, Pugh's a rookie. Brewer's played very little. So I think it's always a concern, but you do have three experienced linemen remaining. So I think he's definitely worried about it, but you know, you just hope for the best and wait for the veterans to come back.
All right. Now, of course, those guys have to block for a running game, which is led by former first-round draft pick David Wilson. We know he is dynamic, but to this point, Michael, he's unproven.
Well, he is, but everyone's unproven, Paul, until they get a chance. Eli Manning was unproven, too. But I have a lot of confidence in David Wilson. And, you know, as he pointed out the other day, there's a real misconception about him that he's a slight, not very strong back, but he's very solidly built, and he can do the inside running, the goal line running, the short yardage stuff that you need. So I think David Wilson's really going to have a big year.
All right, of course, the Giants wish that Andre Brown had not come down with that fractured leg, but, hey, it is what it is, and he's going to be out for a while. As far as the passing game is concerned, you mentioned that guy Eli Manning, Michael. He's pretty good. And he's got one set of very dynamic targets to throw to.
He sure does. And Hakeem Nicks and Victor Cruz look like they're both going to be ready and healthy to go Sunday night in Dallas. And you throw in Reuben Randall there, and I think the Giants have a top three wide receiver core that's as good as any in the league. Tight end, too, with Brandon Myers. So I think the Giants really do have the potential to have one of the best passing games in the NFL.
Giants probably are going to put up a lot of points this year. Now, what about a defense that had a very tough time in 2012? We start with the defensive line, where it's quite obvious that guys like JPP coming off a back and Justin Tuck, who's coming off a lot of injuries the last 2 years, have to rebound.
Well, there's no question. JPP, his production was down last year, and we found out it's really because of the back. Tuck has worked very hard in the offseason, is very determined to get back to where he will be. I think when you look at the defensive line, the thing that jumps out at you really, aside from the talent, is the depth. A lot of defensive ends, defensive tackles. You hope DeMontre Moore, the rookie, gets healthy. You got Mathias Kiwanuka. You got all those tackles. If everyone can get back on the field healthy, the Giants should be very strong up front defensively.
Well, Jerry Reese knew he had to fortify that D-line, and he certainly did by getting a lot of extra bodies. Now, the linebacking core, they only decided to keep five on the final 53. However, they had a pretty good preseason, Mike. In fact, they did better as the preseason went along.
Yeah, I think so. Dan Connor, in particular, really established himself. He stepped in as a starting middle linebacker, has played very well. He's a veteran with some experience. He also played in Dallas last year, so he should be able to help in the opener. You know, Spencer Paysinger is still unproven on the weak side. The thing with Keith Rivers is he's always had a lot of talent. He was a ninth pick in his draft class. He just hasn't been able to stay on the field. If he's healthy, the Giants may surprise at linebacker.
Now, I think a lot of other people are going to be surprised about how good this secondary is. Mike, I've been impressed with them throughout training camp and the preseason. Prince Amukamara looks like he is playing at a very high level, and the Giants have a lot more depth than they've had in recent years.
No question. Knock on wood with Terrell Thomas. If he can stay healthy, he should be one of the best slot corners in the league. Prince Amukamara looks like he's going to have, as you mentioned, a terrific year. He's ready to step up into be one of the higher echelon guys in the league. They have a lot of depth there. Corey Webster, Aaron Ross. You know, they go six deep with Jermaine McBride. Not as deep at safety. Only three safeties on the roster right now, but Aaron Ross has played some safety. I think the feeling has always been that Terrell Thomas can move there if necessary. But in Antro Roll and Ryan Monday, they have two very good starters.
Okay, let's go to special teams where Josh Brown has taken over for Lawrence Tynes. Very similar players with similar resumes. But I think the biggest change on specials is Michael Cox, the running back rookie out of UMass, who looks like he's very dynamic on kick returns.
Yeah, he's very impressive. He had a very good preseason. I think that's really what won him the roster spot. And, you know, you hope he can sort of duplicate what David Wilson did last year. Josh Brown seems to have become very comfortable in the battery with Zach Diossi and Steve Weatherford. Hopefully he scored 1,000 points in his career. Hopefully he'll keep that going. Weatherford also, I think, had a pretty good preseason and a very good 2012. And, you know, the overlooked facet of special teams is always the coverage teams. And I think the Giants have a lot of young candidates who can really help there.
Yeah, a lot of speed on those units, and that always is a good thing for the coach. And one final thing. Six rookies made this final 53. Eric Kerman, the offensive lineman, wound up on the practice squad. So that means everybody stuck who the guys drafted on draft day. Biggest question for you, Mike, I got to ask you, who do you think makes the most impact?
Well, if you got to ask me, I'll have to tell you. I'd have to say Justin Pugh, and not just because he went to Syracuse.
But you knew that was coming.
Yeah, but he is, as we stand here today, he is the starting right tackle. He's going to play in Dallas. He's going to have a big role. He's got to protect Eli Manning. So no other rookie right now is going to have the impact that Justin Pugh is going to have. Maybe down the road, but right now it's Justin Pugh.
Final comment, Mike. The Giants kick it off in Dallas on Sunday Night Football. I don't know if I could pick a better way to start it. I think the coach knows this game will get his players' attention.
Absolutely. National TV, Sunday night, division opponent on the road. Division road games are crusades. You're at such an advantage if you can win them. The Giants are 4-0 in that stadium. We'll see if they can keep the streak going.
Good stuff, Michael. We'll see you then.
Thank you, Paul.
Okay, folks, that'll do it for this edition of the Giants Preview Report. We'll see you again next time.